Hey Shauna, we are at it again with season 3.
Ready to explore the darkness.
And spreading the light.
For UFOs! And Bigfoot.
And the rest of the bumpies in the night.
The bumpies? What is wrong with you?
Hey, that was last year saying.
Dang, it still applies.
Oh yes, we have amazing guests.
Be careful.
Yep, even the invisible ones.
And some kick-ass geek searches.
Conspiracy theories, random squirrel moments.
Ugh, like right now. Focus.
So come on and explore the paranormal.
With us, your hosts, Shauna.
And Victoria.
With Geeks Paranormal.
Welcome.
Oh, we're doing that again? To explore the paranormal with Geeks Paranormal, my name is Shauna.
And this is Victoria. And those of you that know us and have listened to us for the last 2 seasons know how we are.
But for those of you that don't, well, here's a little insider for you.
We cuss like sailors, and we have a lot of opinions.
A lot of opinions and conspiracy theories.
And, you know, just general jackassery.
Just like anyone. But that doesn't mean that our opinions are the same as Para-X or any of its sponsors.
So why don't you just sit there and, you know, grab yourself some wine.
Or beer.
Yeah, you know, the yuck.
The yuck juice. Grab a good beer.
And a snack and tune in.
Because you're either going to love us or you're going to hate us. By the way, y'all are listening in and we thank you for it.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
And now it's time for the show.
Explicit content may be heard throughout this podcast. Listening discretion is advised.
Hey everybody! It's Shauna with Exploring the Paranormal with Geeks Paranormal.
And this is Victoria, and we have a wonderful guest today. We have the Queen of Screams, Jen Nagel. Hi, Queen of Screams. My first question to you is, how do you get your lovely scream? Did you practice that, train for it, or is that just all you, baby?
That was just a natural thing that just came out of nowhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Because
from the depths of my soul, just erupted out. Yes.
I'm scared of your soul.
No.
I'm kidding. Well, because if I scream like, I'm like, her scream
is
amazing.
Oh, I would start coughing.
And it's like, it's amazing, so amazing. And if I was to try to do that, I would cough, spit, probably pee myself a little, gag, and, you know, fart. But it would not be good. There'd be nothing good going on there.
I would just be hacking.
Wait, are you talking about the scream that's in my intro?
Yeah. Yeah, you're screaming the intro.
Okay, I gotta be honest, it's not mine.
Whoops.
I love her already. She's honest.
Whoops. Well, I know you do the scream on your show, you know, at the times too. So,
yeah. So explain that.
Yeah, explain that. Do tell.
The one in the intro is a sound effect I found on a site, but all the other ones, when you ever see me actually scream, is my scream. But the one in the intro is. Not me. I wish.
Well, so at what point did you decide that this was what you wanted to do with your life?
Oh, okay. We're going there. All right.
Yeah, we're rolling. We went from laughter to, hey, what's
hey,
up?
Let's get
what's
this
happening?
Going.
Why did you want to do this with your life? Like.
The horror hosting idea was never something that I ever wanted to pursue. Nor did I ever think I would be doing. Originally, I had written a treatment, which is kind of like a summary for a feature film I wanted to do for a franchise, and it got rejected. And so one of the producers was like, you have something here. You should really continue on with it and see what you could do with it. So I was like, well, I don't know. Now that I'm not under the film franchise, you know, I can talk about or do whatever I want with this. What is it that I want to do? And I wanted to talk about like a horror genre that like nobody ever spoke about, right? And so I went to Son of Monsterpalooza that year, and that was the year that they were celebrating Elvira. And I was like so amazed and in shock, like at how many people were there and how much they paid to just like have 2 minutes with her. And I was like, horror hosting! Nobody talks about horror hosting. Let's do that. Well, I stand corrected because now I know that there's still so many people doing it across the nation. But at the time, I had no idea. So I was like, all right, I'm going to read this feature film about a horror host that goes like crazy and like whatever. But then I was like, I want to make her real because I was going through like a Blair Witch episode.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, well, I'll just do a couple episodes for a web series. I'll create this character, make the feature film, and then we'll just be done. It'll be cool. Well, the first instant that I showcased her picture, everybody was pretty hooked. Everybody fell in love with her. And so I just finished season 4 of the series this past year. So it's been, that's the story. I never wanted to be a horror hostess, but it just kind of happened.
Well, you kind of have like a Tales of Crypt, you know, the Crypt Keeper kind
vibe
going on.
Sound. No.
Not the sound, but just the vibe. You got that Crypt Keeper vibe going on. So, like,
yeah.
Which is amazing, obviously, because he's an incredibly talented skeleton.
Yes.
And
such an adorable little feller.
He was my first crush. No. He really wasn't.
Same, because I wasn't allowed to watch Elvira growing up. I was very strict, you know. Like, I didn't know, I still really don't know very much about Elvira, but I was able to watch Tales from the Crypt and watch the Tale from the Crypt.
Yeah. I love
that. Isn't that crazy? Oh, you can't watch Elvira, was it because of her boobs?
She's very, very sexual. Yeah, promiscuous.
I love her attitude. She, like, reminds me of me in a skinny version. But I do. I love her, and she's still gorgeous today. I mean, I'm pretty sure maybe some of it's a little work, but she's so funny, and she's
some stuff too.
Yeah. Now this web series that you have, do you like edit the videos yourself and the sound and everything? Oh, isn't that such a
pain? Oh my god, yeah. I'd say about 90% of everything you see, I've done. Yeah. This year, I had a friend kind of help out and do a couple episodes here and there, and then whoever directs the specials that we have, which 2 out of the 3 were mine, so I edited them. Those people have to edit their specials, but. Yeah, I got 2 of them this year.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah, video editing is
awful.
Yeah, we so need to hire somebody for that. But no, they have to work for free.
But I love it. That's my hobby. I mean, that's what I went to school for. I have a bachelor's degree in web design and interactive media. So it's like my hobby, and I love doing it.
But sometimes
but at the same time, it's like,
it's dang time-consuming.
Okay. What would be the coolest way to end a horror film that you have not seen yet?
That I have not seen yet, that I've never seen happen before?
Yeah. That, ooh. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a tough one. That is
especially
a tough
when
one.
Horror's been good around Lord, for like 100
know.
Years or so.
I know. I have to think about that. Can I come back to this one?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll just highlight it.
What if it was 2 killers, and then the one killer killed the other guy?
They killed each other.
Is that Scream though? Did I just steal Scream?
You know what?
I think that was like a combination of Scream and Joker.
Is there one where they kill each other?
What if the ending was you find out the killer is like the president or something? Or something high official like the
governor.
Are we
talking about Adolf Hitler? That's already been made.
Everything's been done.
I know.
Damn it.
That's a hard question.
I mean,
if Hollywood could make a film about you, what would be something you definitely want in the film, and what would be something you definitely do not want in the film?
I me, Jennifer Nagle, or as Mel Volia?
You as you, and you can answer for Mel Volia, her too.
That person.
Okay. That's all, folks.
You're right.
So for me, I would love the struggle, you know, like you see the struggle of everything. Mm-hmm. Like, because I've been acting since I was 10, and it's never been an easy journey for me. Like, you see people, like, things just kind of happen to them. It kind of falls into place. Everything's kind of easy. Right. They get that one big hit, mm-hmm. and then everything takes off.
Barrymore.
Yeah, no.
Drew Barrymore. Yeah. She got the big hit, like, when she was 4. So...
And she was lucky because, you know, she kind of already had an in with her dad mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never has happened to me like that before, ever. So definitely the struggle.
What would you not want in it?
These are really good questions. Like, damn, y'all. Like, why not? Like, usually on podcasts, I'm like, I already know the answer to this. I already know this. I'm like, wow, mind is blown. What do I not want on there? God, all my loser ex-boyfriends?
Ha!
Boom, there you go.
Mic drop.
Drop the, yep, I was just going to say that. Drop the mic. That's hilarious.
That is a good one.
We'll forget I even dated them. Right? Even in my life.
Like, hey, they could be the victims.
Oh, right. That is a good twist to an ending.
There you go.
Let's kill all the exes.
Yep.
come get some of mine too. While you're at it. No, I don't wish anybody dead. I just wish that they would go far away.
Go to an alternate universe.
Yeah.
Tatooine is like
where
really
the fish
far
are the
away.
Rulers.
I hear the Empire is hiring.
Well, since you brought up obstacles and stuff, what obstacles did you actually encounter when you tried to reach your goals when you were older? You were at 10, you started your acting career, but when you were older as an adult and you made your own choice, what was your biggest obstacles you had to overcome?
I would say just being out here in LA has been a huge obstacle. Cause I grew up in a small town in Massachusetts, like close to Boston. Mm-hmm. And I went to college in Western New York, and then it was like that big obstacle of like moving across country. I only knew maybe 3 people that lived out here. I didn't know anybody else. And that obstacle was really, really, really hard. And, you know, it's ever since I've been out here, it's kind of like, it hasn't been an easy road. Like, this city is like one of the hardest cities I think I've ever tried to, you know, bite into. And they're the people from, cause you guys are in Michigan, right?
Nope.
Oh, right.
Oklahoma. I'm from Michigan and she's from Alabama.
I'm from LA.
Alabama.
Lower Alabama. So, yep.
I know.
Lower Alabama. So, yeah, we just...
But I've been around Atlanta, Georgia and stuff, where all the people and models and shit go. And...
Yeah. So you guys are like kind of like on the other side. Like, people out here are just really phony and fake. And it's hard because you think
that's
like...
a lot of people around here, too.
Oh, well, then you know. Yeah.
Well, see, the difference is people out there are phony and fake, but they're pretty. Over here, they're phony and fake, but they're meth heads. No teeth.
All right, well, there you go. I don't rather the pretty faces either because it's bad.
It makes them ugly. They're ugly.
Oh, yeah.
God, yeah, it does make them super ugly. And so it's really hard to, like, know who to trust, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, every day is an obstacle. For sure, yeah. Especially in this industry, because you never know who to believe,
right.
What not to believe. You know, a lot
He's
of times.
Sell you out.
Yeah, a lot of times too, I'm offered jobs and they either like sit on the back burner or we got to do crowdfunding and then a year goes by and like nothing happens. And so it's like, I've got to be honest, every day is a struggle. Every day is a choice.
Well, Right. We happen to know some film directors and producers we can introduce you to. And they're awesome. And they're our friends. And they're in L.A.
Yes. Bring it. Because, like, I'm done with the talkers. There's a lot of talking.
Yeah.
Talk. And not a lot of
these do. These are actioners. These are actioners. We've had them on the show a couple of times. Yep. And we always end up bringing the whole cast on the show. So they're our good buddies, and so I will give it is Crawlett Entertainment. So I'm just gonna plug their name a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they're awesome people and they have some beautiful movies. So I will get the information for you because they do everything proper, so there's no jumping. I can't go and say, hey, you know, get my buddy in there because she's got to do an audition just like everybody else.
Yeah. Would love to.
So
honestly, because during and before the Me Too thing, it'd be funny. Like I'd go and be like, oh, let's go out for a meeting. Let's talk about this project. Yeah, let's talk about this project. And then all of a sudden it was like a date, and I'm like, wait, when did we get on a date here? Like, how did that happen? Where was that switch? Like, is there even a project that we're talking about? Oh, there's no project.
I don't have to sleep with you. Oh,
great. Yeah, don't go for those camera people. Like, I just want to take nude pictures of
you. Oh, no.
Because I want you to be famous. Yeah, no, you don't. No. Quit playing.
We'll be right back.
This is Aaron Gillow from Ghost Adventures, and you're listening to Parax Radio.
Hey, did you miss us? Well, guess what? We're back. What is an illusion people think about acting that you would like to clear up?
It's not easy. It's not easy. It is not all glamorous and red carpets and being beautiful and looking perfect. It's real. It's raw.
Says the beautiful and looking perfect person.
Thank you. Thank you. But if you do ever watch my short film That Night, I get deep and dirty. Like, we just go there.
See,
like,
those are my favorite kind of actors, though. The ones that are willing to get dirty. The ones that's willing to, you know, sweat and be real. Those, you know, the ones that, and I'm not going to mention any names, Mariah Carey. Woo, I went there,
girl,
didn't I?
You were right.
But, you know, she's always got... prim and proper, and she can't, and it's just, I see her in movies and stuff, and it'd be like, damn, that would be a good movie if she wasn't so damn fake looking.
Yeah.
Like, she, you know, it's just, in some of the movies, she's not even in the movie. She's like a green screened herself in. It's like,
sometimes you do scenes like that where you can be acting opposite one another, and like, both people aren't even in the same room. Both people aren't even present at the same time. Like, it's just mind-boggling. And so for me as an actor, I like it to be real, raw, in the moment, let's get dirty, and let's play. So
he's such a sweetie. He's such a sweetie, so supportive, just very, very kind. Like, you look at him and you're like, oh, he's beautiful. But then you get to know him and you're like, oh, he's kind of nerdy and he's really sweet. So
Yeah.
It's like, wow, he's not a jerk like all the other ones.
Yeah, right? it was weird because it's like you want to go, oh, he's so gorgeous, and then you're like, oh, he's a brother.
Yeah,
he's a military brother for me.
He's brother vibe. Go Kevin. But yeah, we love Kevin. So anyways, going back to what I did already ask, which I don't remember. What's your favorite memory of being on a set?
So one of my favorite memories is I got to work with Vernon Wells on my segment for the anthology Lilith. And it was really funny because my boyfriend and like a lot of people around me were like, you're going to work with Vernon. What? Like, cause it was just me and Vernon in the scene. They're like, you're going to work with Vernon. You're going to work with Vernon. And I'm like, who's Vernon? I don't even, know who this guy is. And so I met Vernon and I was like, oh, okay, all right. Cause I did recognize him from Mad Max. Like, I mean, he's a little bit older now, but like, you know, and I was kind of like trying to, you know, get the feel on him kind of thing. And at first he kind of felt a little unapproachable, but I don't know if it's because everybody kept being like, Vernon Wells, you know, blah, blah, Bennett, Commando, oh my God. And one of my favorite moments on set is a lot of times when a director gives me a note and I really can't figure it out, or it's not working, or I'm not feeling it, or whatever, I direct my attention onto my scene partner and just hope that magic happens. And I think Vernon was like really with me that day, because I think he could sense that I was, that things were just not a little bit, like they were not easy for me. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as I directed my attention on him, he directed his attention on me, and we were just in it together, like all the way. And it was just such a powerful, wonderful moment. And when I saw him at Boobs and Blood Film Festival about it like a year ago, he told me, he goes, "I would love to work with you again." And I'm like, oh my God. Send that to me, like, so it's just that whole situation and process was just amazing for me, so wow. I'm very thankful. Yeah, for that.
Oh wow,
that is a beautiful story.
It is.
Oh, that gave me pimples. That's awesome. That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah, he's like, so sweet. He's so sweet. I kind of thought he was a little uppity at first, but he is the nicest guy.
So that's the thing about meeting people. Whenever you really don't know who they are, mm-hmm. or know how they are, you look at a picture of them and they're beautiful or gorgeous, and you're like, oh, well, this one might be a little, and then you meet them and it's like,
confession,
and that's why I'm like, I try not to judge before I
when,
do
when
anything.
I first saw this beautiful chick, I was like, oh, she's so beautiful that she's probably not going to even talk to us. And then you became like the super cute. And then you were like the super cool person. I was just like, oh my gosh, she's so awesome. I love her.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. Cool. Oh no, I'm not like that at all.
It was other than family, who are the three people that have inspired you, living or dead, and why?
And I think I know two of them.
Oh, let's see.
I think somebody is a huge fangirl of Lucille Ball and Alfred Hitchcock.
That is true. Very, 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 very true. But the third person I would say would be Marilyn Monroe as well.
Oh, yes. You know, that woman, she was amazing. And she had such an amazing life. And it was so sad how it ended.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And, and she knew the secrets. Mm-hmm. We know she did.
She's so strong. Like, she was willing to, like, you know, no was never an answer. She was always willing to find, you know, some other way to get what she wanted or get things done, and didn't want to be seen as that dumb blonde anymore, and wanted to, you know, take on other roles. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love. Cause I'm the same way. I'm that type of person where if you're like, you can't do that, then I'm going to do it. You know, people are like, you can't play evil. You can't be mean. Well, I've done 4 seasons of it. So okay, here we go. Yeah.
You know, I don't like the word can't. When my kids tell me they can't do something, I'm like, you know, that's not a word in this house, because I know you can. You just got to put in the effort for it. You may not be able to do it exactly the same way somebody else can, but you can.
And, you know, and we're kind of the type of people that is like, you tell us that we're not going to be able to do that, we're going to do everything we can, be like, prove you wrong. Like, same. Really?
Yep, definitely. Yep.
Bet. I won't do that. Bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It may take me a month or 7 years, but so I will do.
I might be 95 time I get it done, but damn it, I did it.
And you call them up and be like, I did it.
They'd be like, what?
And then I'm dead the next day.
Exactly. I did it, fuckers. Ha-ha, I did it, fuckers. I died right there on the phone. Ha-ha, I did it, fuckers.
My epitaph can say, she told everybody to kiss her ass.
That's going to have to be on my tombstone. It's going to just say, she was a sweetheart and an asshole.
Love it. I love it.
Well, you know, we
quick jump back up.
It's a quick jump back up.
You know, we kind of like mentioned the paranormal a few times, but we haven't asked her what her views are on the paranormal. So what are your views on the paranormal?
Oh, I'm a believer. I grew up in a haunted house when I was
sweet.
Listening.
I grew up in a small town called Danvers, which is right next to Salem in Massachusetts. Mm. And the house that I grew up in, until I was six years old, was right down the street from the Rebecca Nurse house. And the house was built in 1865. And when my dad was there, a lot of mysterious, weird things have happened. But between our family and the family that lives in the house now, two full body apparitions have been seen. One man, one female. And when I was trying to break into the horror genre, I wanted to kind of write a little story about this, the experiences that happened when we grew up. And I contacted the town historian, who I took piano lessons from his daughter when I was in high school. And he wasn't able to give me a lot of information, but the information that he did give me make sense as to the two apparitions that were seen in the house.
And who were they?
It was a couple. I'd have to go back into the research and tell you exactly like what it is, but it was a man and a woman. And what we did also find interesting too was that there was an addition that was added to the back of the house. So mm-hmm. when people were down in the basement and they would hear footsteps, they would only hear footsteps to a certain point. And that's when we found out that there was the addition that was added on. So the apparitions were pretty much like stopping where there was supposed to be an outdoor door instead of going into the kitchen area.
Yeah. And and that's always been a theory of mine with apparitions, that they will follow the route of the house that they knew. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, so if you move the door, they're going to go through the wall where the door was.
The one in this house is starting to get more active because I was sitting there last night while I was talking to my husband and my kids were in the living room, and I heard behind me in the kitchen a whistle. It was like, just like that. And
that
it was
one
like,
day I was in there. He locked me in.
Ari, where are you at? And she's like, I'm in the living room. And I said, did you whistle? No. Okay. All right. Well, you know, if you want to talk, you can just come in here. Right. No.
You know, that's what paranormal investigators do. We talk to walls.
Yeah, we talk to walls.
If we see something, we talk to the wall and expect it to talk back to us because we're like, oh, we just heard
you're right there. Well, he's probably right here.
We just heard a pipe knock. Well, hello? If you're there, speak to us. And it's a pipe, you know. But that's a paranormal investigator world. But the house that you're, the reason why I'm sitting here interested in, because Rebecca Nurse, my ancestor, Sarah Osborne, lived right down the road from Rebecca Nurse, but she might have been the opposite side of what you're talking about. So I was like,
It might have been because it was the house was owned by the McCarthys.
And the McCarthys were the ones that, yep, screwed over.
Sorry, we got a geek search that we're doing for
my ancestors.
And it just so happens to be about the Salem Witch Trial.
Salem Witch Trial.
Actually, the Connecticut one.
Yeah, we did the Connecticut and the Salem.
Not the Connecticut, the Indiana.
No, we did Connecticut and
the Connecticut.
Connecticut. Yep. This is why I do the research.
Yeah.
We did Connecticut, Salem, and Indiana.
Yes.
It's like just witches. We did the witches.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yeah, so, and.
Well, we're going to be Hocus Pocus whenever we get there. So.
Yeah. And she just blurted out her secret. So.
Well, it's going to be going on a flyer in like 2 days.
Well, we had to wait to know. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. But yeah, it's going to be, we're hoping it's going to be a wonderful show. We've been working so hard with.
Yeah, it's not going to be,
we had the dancing,
we're going to be, you know how you have the speakers at conventions and stuff.
Yeah.
And we were asked to speak and we're like, well, we don't want to be boring like all the other speakers. Let's do something different.
So we were like, boring, we're going to be like, woo, woo.
So we're actually going to do a show that's going to involve what we do for a living, or for a living. I wish it's for a living. It ain't there yet.
I was going to say, girl, we ain't
but
living.
What we volunteer for. And we hope it's going to be great.
If not, it's going to be fucking hilarious because we're going to be a bunch of dumb asses up there looking fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
but, it'll be a ball. You'll have fun.
Either way, we're gonna have fun. Come and see it because it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
But we're singing, dancing. We got a little play going on, and then we've got a lot of history we're gonna talk about in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
All in character.
Into it.
We're calling it Hokey Pokey.
Hokey Pokey.
That's so cute. I love it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. Yeah. And, you know, I don't care if we do fuck it up. It's just going to be so fun.
Yeah. By the time we get to our show, by the time we get there, we're probably going to be two shits in the wind anyway with our flaming vaginas.
Oh, I'm trying not to be two shits to the wind because that's a lot of turning and moving and shit.
She invented a drink and we called it Flaming Vagina.
Just so you know, our girl parts are
not flaming. It's so fucking good. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And it's hilarious when somebody hollers down the hall from me, "Hey, I want another part of your flaming vagina." Like, seriously.
Everybody's looking at me like,
I really want some more of that flaming
vagina. Well, I gotta go get some. Just a minute.
Exploring the Paranormal with Geeks Paranormal. Be right back after this commercial break.
Sweet Amityville, Phil. These are trying times for the supernatural and paranormal. So many TV shows and podcasts. In times like these, we need more horror hosts like Shauna and Vicky on Geeks Paranormal on Parax Radio on Wednesday nights.
Gosh, Fox, you are so right. I love those geeks, Shauna and Vicky. Does geek stand for something?
You know it, my creepy companion. Geek stands for General Ectoplasm Exposition Knowledge Society.
Wow. Do they speak to inspirational ghosts and give information on hauntings around the world?
Do demons vomit pea soup? That's Vicky and Shauna. They are the go-to ladies of the paranormal. I'd trust them to investigate anything.
Oh, I know. Why, if we were abducted by UFOs and taken into space for probing, I'd want Shauna and Vicky to save us from some X-Files action.
Some extraordinary X-Files action. And if Bigfoot abducted us, stole us away to some remote Yeti cave, and forced us into making venison and pine needles ectoplasm pie with a dash of banshee wailing, I'd want Shauna and Vicky to give us the recipe for some good old ectoplasm pie.
Now that would be some peppery paranormal pie.
Yum.
And if we were possessed by a horde of hell demons, guess who I'd want exorcising the spirits?
Shauna and Vicky, am I right?
Damn Skippy, foxy lad.
Listen to those wonderful hosts of The Paranormal on Parax Radio at 9 p.m. on Parax Radio, exploring the paranormal with the geeks.
We're Phil and Fox on What Are You Afraid Of? Horror and Paranormal Show on Parax Radio on Friday nights at 9 p.m.
Your source for everything paranormal. Parax.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Juarez with Cat Paranormal of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Willow Lehman Shunt, psychic medium, Dark NOLA Paranormal, New Orleans.
And I'm Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota. And together, we are The Calling. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on ParaXRadioNetwork.com.
You have returned to the Exploring the Paranormal with Geeks Paranormal podcast with Shauna and Victoria.
What was your biggest failure? What did you learn from it? Or what was your greatest achievement?
She's like, why?
This is like intense questioning. I'm not complaining. This is good, but I'm like, I was not prepared.
I had a great time on that Geeks Lady show, but damn, y'all.
It was intense. I would have to say my biggest achievement was to write and act in my horror short film, Demonic Attachment, which is based off of the haunted house I grew up in, because it opened so many doors for me. I went to Zed Fest and I won like so many awards and I was so terrified to even do anything in the horror genre because I was afraid I was never going to do it justice, or I wasn't going to be good enough, or people would laugh at me and laugh at my ideas, you know? And so, so the Demonic Attachment one was a really big one because it was a lot of courage for me to do it, to finish it and to put it out there. And it did open a lot of doors. I connected with a lot of people in the horror genre. So that was great. That's like definitely one of my biggest achievements. Malvolia is also one of my biggest achievements. My biggest failure.
Yeah. What did you learn from it? I've had lots of failures. So.
Me too.
Girl.
I'm trying to think.
Or the one that, you know, you learned the biggest lesson from. We'll throw that one in there like that too.
I think you did.
I think like the biggest thing that I've learned over the past year is to never, like, it's really interesting for me about learning and meeting new people. You always kind of take people at their face value, but you don't realize that there's so much more to them than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. And so...
Yeah, transform. Exactly. Oh, sorry.
We're gonna have to clip that out.
But it's like once you totally then believe some people on how they, you know, showcase themselves and who they tell you who they are, and then when you really kind of get through those layers and you go through certain things, and then you're like, oh, like you are not at all the person that I thought you were.
Yeah.
You know, like
that happens a lot, good or bad.
Especially out here in Los Angeles too. Like,
Oh my gosh.
You know, and so that was a big, huge learning lesson over the year and a half was, you know, narcissist and just realizing that it wasn't me.
Right.
You're talking about 4 months of therapy now and just like, It's crazy. So that was, you know, good lesson.
Yeah. That is an awesome one. She has a great monster laugh. Do your monster laugh.
My monster laugh? What's my monster laugh?
Oh, no.
Queen of Screams laugh. I don't.
Oh.
Yeah. It works better when it works better when you see your tits and everything. It's great. No, she has a really Elvira
breast.
Yes, she does.
So what have you read or listened to recently that inspired you? The look on her face every time.
She's gonna be like, these people are torturous.
That has inspired. Well, okay. So I've been doing like some research on my revenge film that I'm doing, but it's not like happy inspiration. It's like really dirty.
It's still inspiration.
You'd be surprised where you could get inspiration. Okay,
I know, right?
They did Wicked so well.
So I went through a lot of the Harvey Weinstein transcripts, I watched a documentary on Bill Cosby.
Oh, dang!
Right,
nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, down and dirty. So
down and chocolatey dirty. Deliciousness.
Jello, y'all. Jello.
Yes. Jello.
Blood pops. You have blood pops.
We're going to make these dirty words all of a sudden. Yeah. Fucking pudding pop. No, I can't do that because I got a friend.
You know, I was so sad to hear that about him because I loved his comedy skits.
I loved everything. The Cosby Show.
I loved it. And what pissed me off was when they started going after Morgan Freeman. I was like, all right, bitch, you know what? No, I know that's a fuck up. No.
Yeah, no. I love how
he's. No, you are not taking God away from me.
That's God. Don't you dare. And whenever he does a narrative, I want him to be my voice. Wait a minute.
I mean, it could work. Wait a minute.
My utter rethink this. Okay, so...
I want Fran Drescher to do mine.
Oh, yeah. She's great. Okay. Have you ever felt like giving up? And what did you do or what happened that turned that around?
You know, we're going to have to go back to this revenge thing. I want to hear more about it.
I want to give up almost every day.
to be honest with you, almost every day I want to give up. But I keep thinking to myself, you know, what happens if tomorrow's the day and I've already given up? So,
something to look forward to.
There is. It's true. So, something amazing is going to happen every day. Miracles do happen. And you just never know. You never know. So while, you know, one moment I probably am like, screw this, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Nobody's watching my stuff. I don't have any views. Other people are getting more attention, blah, 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 blah.
I feel like that too sometimes.
Like all the time. Yeah. The next hour I'm like, what else would I do? Like, this is my passion. This is my love.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Yep, yeah. This is ours.
You know, yeah. It makes me hungry. It makes me excited. It makes me
work harder on this and it's free. We work harder on this than we do our jobs and we're not getting paid.
It's free for now. I'm going to find some monetized sites that will...
You know,
I will find.
I got a feeling that that we're going to end up getting like sponsors from like dildo companies or something.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Maybe
they'll be like, "Oh, you talk about penis."
Maybe the fake tit company and like KY jelly.
They're popular, so
right.
Big Newton's.
We're gonna be sitting in our studio, and there's gonna be like a 6-foot dildo right there. Like, who sits on those?
Totally me.
No.
Totally me.
No.
I would do it. If you could be any monster besides a vampire for one day with all of their weakness and their abilities, what would you be and what would you do with it?
Any monster but not a vampire.
Yeah, because that's a cliche. Everybody wants to be a vampire.
Me.
I would totally rock out the vampire shit, but not the glittery ones. But anyways.
I'd want to be like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Woo! Sorry. That was my choice.
Very mysterious and swimming. And
I
want to be a werewolf.
Oozing and scary. Yeah.
A werewolf? Really?
Yeah.
But what would you do with it? What would you do with your Creature from the Black one day killing Thawne or torturing Thawne? We're not gonna actually kill people, we're just scare them and torture them.
Drowning is like such a fear of mine. I would just drown people, just freaking pull them down. I would have a lot of fun pulling people down.
Well, look at her, she's a monster. are we pulling people down or milking something?
Looks like both. Yeah
Yeah, I have asthma, so suffocating and drowning are some of my biggest fears too. And I'm like,
it's funny because my biggest fear is growing old and living. Yeah. And I'd rather die young than go through, because I take care of the elderly and I see what they go through and I see what the family goes through, and with the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and dementia and brain cancer and everything else. My biggest fear is to go out. I want to go out as a hero, or go out like, you know, I have a brain aneurysm and I just die like quick or whatever, but I don't want to be a burden to my child.
I got three children. I can be a burden to at least one.
I don't want to be a burden to my kids. Listen to her. I don't want to be in that stage where I know that I have this problem and I know where it's going to go. But yeah, so it's like, that's my biggest fear. I don't fear death. I fear having to live leading where I become a burden.
That's not my favorite. But you know what's funny is that when I was younger, I used to climb to the highest point that I could climb and I would look down and it'd be great. But since having kids, vertigo and motion sickness suck ass, because I get high and I'm like, my belly starts flopping and then I start getting nauseous and I'm like, oh
yeah.
My friend was like, you need to go skydiving with me. Nope. No.
Oh, hell no.
No.
Oh,
hell no. No. If I have to jump out of a plane, it better be going down and there better be a parachute that I can use, because I'll learn to use it then. But mm-mm.
Who?
No. And he'll show videos of him jumping out and I'm like, you're a bitch.
That's crazy. That's just crazy town. Yeah.
It is. No.
No. What I think is those
I'll go bungee that, jumping though.
See, no, I was just going to say bungee jumping's the crazy shit.
I'll go mean, bungee
they're
jumping.
They're dropping too. You by a cord hanging on your feet and you come like this close to hitting the ground. Fuck all that.
No. And then you spring back up and go back down.
Hell no. Hell no. I will jump out of plane 100 times before I bungee jump.
Nope.
Yo, but, crazy wouldn't do either.
I'm just saying, if I have...
How do you define success?
Ooh, so for me, it would be not to have a survival job.
Right. What is your survival job? Just...
Oh,
curious.
I work at a tanning salon.
Oh,
girl, that's not so bad. I wipe asses.
Hey,
yeah, but
I take care of people. I do more than wipe asses, though. I really do, but like I take care of people.
I work in the Valley of Los Angeles, so like people think that tanning is like life. And we're in the middle of a major pandemic. We are the root of the epicenter, like crazy, and people are still psycho about tanning. Like, we're open.
Oh my god, how is that possible? Wow. It's like, okay, pandemic, a virus, or a tanning job. I want to go tanning.
Yes. Yeah,
I will risk the virus to get a tan. What the hell?
So many people. And like, it's also been a job where it's been really disappointing too, because like a lot of the celebrities I've helped have been such letdowns.
Oh, disappointing assholes, huh?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, a lot of them put on a front. A lot of them put on this, I'm so nice.
Well, that's the thing.
And then you meet them and they're like,
yeah. But then we have met some amazing actors and actresses that, you know, like you look like you would be a yes, but you're not. But she does. I mean, look how beautiful
Rude.
She is.
Rude!
She knows.
I can be a bitch, though, if you want me to.
Look at her. Watch the Queen of Scream. She's really good at being, she's got that character down well, and she looks like, it's one of those characters, and it's a compliment because she looks so much her part that you think that's how she would be in real life. Does that make sense? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Believable.
It's completely believable. Yeah. So I wasn't like trying to be rude. It's
no, just, I know. I was cheating.
I know, but I used to get my foot in my mouth anyway. So I was just like, pull that back out.
That's okay. You can call me a bitch. I'll love it too. I'll love anything.
But no,
you know what irks me though? Whenever you put a picture up that's, you know, a headshot type picture or thing, and everybody loves it, everybody likes it, everybody compliments it. And then you put up a goofy pic and it's heart crickets. And it's like, I can't be funny too. I have to just be pretty.
Okay, well, how's about this? I had somebody tell me that I get too close to the camera. And they want me to take the picture from far away. And I'm like, I'm a fat chick and I want to take the picture from far away.
Well, not only that, I'm like, you're not taking the picture. I am, and I like this. So.
Yeah, and my arms are so damn long.
I have the same issue with, like, taking sexy pictures as opposed to, like, everyday pictures. So, like, if I put, like, an everyday, like, happy smiley picture, it's, like, no likes. If I put a sexy picture up, it's likes. But then I still get the whole, why aren't you smiling?
I was like, I just did.
Yeah. Why aren't you? Well, because you won't like my smiles.
Exactly.
I'll sit there and post that thousands of my smile. All right, bitch, why am I not smiling?
I need to smile more.
This is what you say. You say, I only don't smile around you.
It's supposed to be sexy. How can you?
Yeah, no, not with my smile. It's like, hee, how am I looking? No, that's not cute.
No.
That's not. So.
It's so funny because I really do wish sometimes I could get into people's head when we go to like these conventions.
Oh, gosh.
And going back to the conventions, we're not saying that anybody that talks at the conventions is boring because I realized what we said when we did it. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, no.
No, they're wonderful people. Oh my gosh. Those are our friends.
But. We didn't want to be like it. We're not like everybody else. We're not like all the other podcasts. We're not like And that's how we want it to stay.
We're not even like that in real life.
I mean, what you see and what you get in the interview is what you get in real life. Yep. I mean, mm-hmm. nothing changes. And that's how we want to portray it, because we're all about beg us to. We're all about honesty, and we're all about being yourself. And how in the world can you be honest and not and be yourself and then portray like mm-hmm. the serious tonight? No. On
we can be serious, though.
We were doing this.
We can be serious if we need to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. When we did our Surviving the Horror, that was 3 months of us being serious.
But that was like, true to ourselves. But during investigations, mm-hmm. we're serious. Well, you know, it depends on the person.
Serious.
But, well, yeah, it depends on the person that's there and how they react to us and everything. I mean, we always take our business and our what we're doing for these people, taking care of these people, because we're helping mm-hmm. people.
We're helping people, living and dead. We help them both. We help the dead and the
living. The living. And we do take that seriously, regardless Absolutely. Of if we're laughing about it or not. Mm-hmm. We do take it seriously, but life is horrible if you mm-hmm. can't laugh at least an hour a day. And they're not used to people like us in mm-hmm. the paranormal field. They're not used to people that go out serious. And yes,
yeah. They're always the pictures are right. like no, did you like, take a shit before you took that picture? What's going on here?
They're like,
it's our slogan: spreading the light on the paranormal. It's not spreading the light on the paranormal. It's laughter and fun.
Yeah. But also, we have another saying that we have.
Oh yeah, if we haven't offended you yet, just wait.
Just wait. We will get to you.
Yes. What something we say is going to offend you eventually. My cup will probably offend you.
Right.
You don't sit there and have a light heart.
It's not like we go out and purposely try to offend anybody.
Nobody really does.
We're going to be ourselves. And if we are raunchy, someone's going to get offended. If we are silly, somebody's getting offended. If we're too, we got yelled at for being too loud, and we're like, turn your fucking speakers down, you moron.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but you guys are women, so you're going to offend everyone.
That's true.
And you're strong women too, so that's gonna offend a whole bunch of people.
Here's the thing.
I pack a lunch because it's kind of big.
If you are offended by me, fuck you. Well, I don't care. Will. Oh well. Get over yourself.
But a lot of people are sitting there talking to us. Was it Josh Hurd that said that there's not many women in the paranormal field? Who was it that said that?
Yeah, I think it was Josh Hurd.
But he was like, hey, you don't see a lot of women like you guys in the paranormal field that are, you know, out there and just... And I'm sitting there going, a lot of them act like they are. Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of fakes, and that we're like, oh, yeah, we'll share your stuff. We'll share your stuff as long as, you know, just... We treat the same.
And I'm not going to call anybody out, but one of the things that I have noticed that if they're in the paranormal field, now not everybody, because we've got some amazing
friends that are in the paranormal
world, but some of them, they want to do, okay, if they're going to either, they're going to be super serious or they're going to be slutty. And that's the image that they come across. They're either, And it's like, okay, that's not how we're going to get into this industry and make a difference. We're not, you know, I'm sorry, but that's not how people are not going to remember you for your what you're doing. They're just going to remember
your brain or your knowledge. They're going to remember that you have a cleavage shot in there, and it's like.
But you know, it's like, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not judging anybody, and I'm not going to call anybody out because
it all just depends on what you're doing, actually.
But like, we are us, and we're not trying to portray like that slutty. I'm a female, so I got to look. Slutty and
you know she has a character.
Whatever. Huh? Well, no, she has a
character. No, yeah. No. She has. You know where we're coming from.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from.
Real life persona is this beautiful person, but she's acting and she's a great actress.
And what is she acting right now?
No. She's not. I can read her eyes. I don't know.
But no, we I don't like to call people out unless it's purposeful, but you know, like you said, we're
purposeful. You know? I don't like calling people
out. Hey, you know, I don't like calling out unless you deserve it. You know? But there are a lot of people out there, and I mean, just on Instagram the other day, I was sitting there looking through some paranormal groups that have followed us on Instagram, and I'm sitting there looking at this one paranormal group, And all you see is big eyes with long lashes and or boobs. And it's like, no. So what do you do for your team? I don't even know what you do for your team. No. Yeah. Because I do unto others as they would do unto me. Mm-hmm. So
you're supposed to ask, it's as you would like, not as they do. Get a few words there. I do it, do unto others as they do unto me. No, whoa. That's not how you do that. It's as you would like them to do.
I like to think that I have a good heart and a good character. Do. And
yeah.
But there are some.
You're a butthead sometimes, there. But I love you.
Yeah, I'm really blunt and to the point. I am.
I'm don't a butthead too. Anything. So, we're
and buttons. A lot of people take that badly, and it's like, do you want me to tell the truth, or do you want me to beat around the bush and you take it some other way that it's not supposed to be taken? Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead and let us put your stuff out there. I can't
read
the word.
No, I was like,
what's the word?
You had
for?
A Victoria moment. Plug yourself.
There you go.
No, that did
bad
not
word.
Sound right. Okay.
Bad word.
It sounded better when you ever say it. Why does it come out perfect?
I didn't say plug. I don't say plug. I say something else. Put your stuff out there.
Put your stuff out.
That sounds worse. Just put those stuff out.
I don't remember what I say.
I thought you said plug. Plug. Whatever.
So plug yeah, everything. Social media, yeah. Website, what, your YouTube what, channel.
Promote yourself. There you go.
Yes, promote that's what I said.
Okay. I knew it was a damn P word. Penis.
So,
well, you know, that's your favorite word.
So, Malvolia is at Queen Malvolia on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's YouTube.
It's badass, guys. You got to watch it. It's awesome.
YouTube.com/C/Malvolia, the Queen of Screams. Or if you want to follow yours truly, I'm at Facebook and just Facebook at Jennifer Nangle, and then Twitter and Instagram at Jennifer_Nangle. If you want to see some of my other short films, it's on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/C/Jennifer Nangle. Currently, 1031 and Irrational Fear are on Kings of Horror. And Paranormal Attraction, and I also believe Irrational Fear, are on Amazon Prime. So you can check those films out as well. Oh, and Ugly Sweater Parties.
Yes. I was going to say,
yes.
I was like, wait a minute.
But don't blink too fast or you'll miss me. So.
But she was there.
I was there.
Well, thank you so much for coming on our show.
Awesome.
You are awesome.
I hope we didn't scare you away from coming back.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, you have a great night and take care of yourself. Be safe.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
So much. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, kiddies. It's your old pal, John Cusier, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. Get ready for a couple of real spirits, Victoria and Shauna, with Exploring the Paranormal with Geeks of Paranormal.
Okay, I'm doing it.
About being off on an adventure? Maybe you secretly want to discover all there is to know about ghosts, empaths, and Bigfoot. Oh my. But who really has the time to go in search of all the answers to their most curious questions? And if you can't fully explore it yourself, who can you trust to guide you along the way? You remember me, Jen Cruz from The Calling? Well, I wish Jerry the best and moved on to begin the journey. This is where I hope to guide you further into the realms of the unknown. I invite you all to walk with me for a while on the journey every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. And together we'll be exploring the supernatural, metaphysical, and paranormal things you've been wondering about. Life is an adventure, and this is where you'll find the journey every Wednesday night right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Thank you.
thank you for listening to the show. Oh no, Victoria's finally been abducted by aliens.
Holy bejeebus.
If you'd like to help me in trying to get her back.
Trying to help me? Help me! I thought I was gonna like this, but I'm not so sure. I mean, they live up to the height.
Did you say they're not tall?
I said height. Height, Donna, so get me out of here.
Oh.
They want ransom.
Hype, okay.
They want ransom.
Hell, y'all can go to anchor.fm/geeks.paranormal and get a monthly subscription.
Anyone stop yet?
Victoria, this isn't BDSM. No, they haven't. Yeesh, we gotta get it out there first.
Get it out there? Donnie, you just saved me first.
So go to anchor.fm/geeks-paranormal to get a monthly subscription.
Hey, what you doing? Hey, don't you put that. You're gonna put that where?
Like I said,
Dad, you can... get me out of here, Shauna. Help me. Help me, Shauna.
So go. I am your friend. You hush your mouth up there. So go on and support so we can get Victoria out of that darn ship. Now go on. Shoo.
Are they there yet?
Victoria, I told you you weren't going to like it.
They have weak points in here. Daryl. Oh, he said his name was Daryl.
It's been fun exploring the paranormal with you.
Stay tuned next week on
Exploring the Paranormal with Geeks Paranormal.
We are now being taken over by aliens.